In time, you will know what it's like to lose.
So, good news here is, Matt, we still have our First Amendment right.
Hardly. It's going away slowly.
I sure hope not. I sure hope that's a bunch of horse shit. We still have our First Amendment, so that's why we're going to continue this podcast while the world...
Hopefully they don't fucking dwindle in on our second.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to be a lot harder to take the Second Amendment away, I think.
Oh, yeah. I don't even... Jesus Christ.
But here we are during the 2020 presidential election fucking madness.
They're going to tax us for our guns.
They're going to tax us for our guns?
Is that what I don't know. Some bullshit I read. They're going to tax us for our firearms.
Oh, I heard of
Like...
I heard like an ammo like a higher ammo tax or ammo registration. I heard.
Oh, there's gonna be. I heard there's gonna be taxes on the guns you already have. It could be completely false, but like taxes on the guns you already own and paid taxes on when you bought them.
Oh, that ain't gonna work.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not gonna work.
Like, you know what I mean?
Not without a fight.
You know how many people are gonna lose their fucking guns in a fishing accident if that happens?
But one, right? Yeah, I know. On an interesting note with that, Biden already said that he would make Beto O'Rourke. Am I saying his name right? Beto O'Rourke?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, probably. I think I mispronounced everything. I mispronounced my own damn name if I didn't grow up with it. But
McDougals.
You're right.
McDougs.
But he's going to put that guy in charge of the gun reform. And that guy was already his campaign was based on taking the AR-15 away. And, the problem with the Biden administration is people are all like, it's going to be better because it's not Trump. But like, that's literally it. It's going to be better because it's not Trump. Is it though?
Well, I mean, so far, the people that immediately responded, and don't get mad at me if you're listening, the people that immediately responded on the Facebook page appeared to not even read the question at first. And they why they don't like Trump personally, nothing about policy. And at least, you know, we got some feedback, like, the guy's an ass, but his policies aren't bad.
Right.
So, which... I mean, everyone talks about how his fucking, how he, like, he shouldn't talk in public. Which he might, I mean,
he said
some dumb shit before.
I like to compare it like this.
But none of his policy is, like, bad. And that's my problem with him.
Right, his actions speak louder than words. So, like, I like to explain it like this. You know, being a wrestler and all, you know, you got your guys who are good on the mic and cut a promo, but maybe they don't have the best in-ring work. Some guys have badass in-ring work, but they're not so good on the mic, right? So everybody has a place in the business of wrestling and on the shows, in your wrestling shows and whatever, whether you're a manager, a ref, a wrestler, whatever you are. Now, that's exactly what Donald Trump is, right? Pretty shitty on the mic, but he puts on a hell of a match. I mean, that's the best way I can compare it.
Well, he talks too much like a normal human being, and people don't like that. I don't...
I'm actually going to pull up a Facebook post. A buddy of mine, I didn't even get to answer it because it was, like, late at night. I had so many discussions last night, debates, whatever you want to call it, with other, you know, left-leaning people. And honest to God, dude, they were all good. They were all very good. They were all very civil.
You know how largely the LGBTQ crowd and other minority crowds have engaged widely in this cancel culture, you know? If you've been rude to homosexuals, transsexuals, or made jokes that were crude about women, anything, you're canceled. So is, you know the flag that's going around on Facebook? People are coloring in with highlighters.
Which flag? The American flag? Or?
Yeah, it was the blue line flag for cops.
And oh, yeah.
They colored it in with highlighters.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one of my buddies, and I was like, come on now. I was like, if somebody did that to your flag, you'd be pissed. He's like, but you're taking a joke too lightly. It's like, yeah, but the whole goddamn LGBTQ community doesn't take jokes lightly.
Ah, there's some.
I'm like, until some people do. But that's what—that's why we have this cancel culture.
Ah, well, cancel culture goes beyond that, though. Cancel culture is a whole left wing.
The people that I'm talking about are very woke.
That's a whole.
Are very woke, and I just told him, I was like, well, listen, I'm like, so you're willing to deface somebody else's property? And he goes, well, it goes on about how the flag should never be anything other than a flag, should not be a sticker, should not be anything else. I'm like, I didn't say shit about the law about the flag. I said that was somebody's fucking property. I'm like, that's why that's not okay. You can't fucking...
What do you mean, defacing?
You can't cancel people for their fucking jokes and then go and make fucking jokes about doing stupid
shit. Ah, I see. It's the double-sided thing you're getting there.
I was like, that's not like, fucking cool.
As long as the joke's okay by the woke culture, then you're safe.
Yeah.
But if the joke isn't okay by or
it's
approved
okay,
by the woke
okay
culture...
It's okay if the woke culture makes the joke. If somebody else made
right.
that joke upon them, they wouldn't be okay.
It's not
right?
okay. Yeah, the double standards are ridiculous, and I have a huge problem with that. Obviously, if anybody listens to this show, you know, who's ever listened to our show, whoever knows us personally, we're not PC, and we have really crude, rude, and quite often raunchy jokes. It's fun, though. I mean, you gotta laugh. That's what comedy was meant for. You know, and a lot of times we try to take this podcast in a more comedic way, but
Well, they say laughter is the best medicine, but I fucking don't know it's okay to laugh.
I think that
at
hot sauce you're putting on these chicken wings are the best medicine there, bud. Camouflage hot. Where the hell did you get this?
I don't know. My mom brought it over one day. She's like, "Hey, try this shit," and
dude,
I was like, "I fucking okay."
Dude, it looks awesome. I might have to try some wings now. Oh yeah, I might have to try that. I wanted to And this is from a good friend of mine. I won't put his name out there. I mean, if he ever listens to our podcast, he'll know this is him. And I told him I would discuss all this with him in person because I think it'd just be a better discussion because there's just so much to pick out of this whole comment. But basically, he hates Trump. He hates Trump with a passion. Him and I always have discussions about it. So I asked him, I was like, do you think Biden will be better and why? And I mean, literally, there's a pretty fucking big response here. So we'll kind of skim through it, and maybe you and I can discuss it. And maybe I can, I don't know, give the, you know, most conservative side point of view of this, because I think a lot of conservatives get misunderstood.
Right.
I think we all misunderstand each other. But so I asked him, is Biden, would he be better, and why? And he says he does. He thinks Biden would be better. And he thinks Biden won't try to take rights and discrimination protection away from the LGBT community, like Trump's administration and his court appointees want to do. They wouldn't have to worry about whether or not they're going to have the same rights as everyone else because some Christian judge wants to legislate his or her religion. Now, Trump already came out.
Is that actually happening? Is the thing.
So the thing is that a lot of the
people will say just because somebody's religious that they're doing it based upon their religion,
right.
Based upon
because
their
Christianity
morals.
Frowns upon homosexuality. Apparently, you know
that's
the traditional.
Saying, but like maybe they're just against gay people. I know atheists that are.
Well, yeah, you do. You have.
It's fucking. It's not. It's not just Christians. And we. I actually had this conversation with somebody else, or rather, going over this conversation on Facebook with some other people as well. And it was literally about the Christianity thing. And he's like, "You're sitting here bashing one of my buddy. Well, my buddy Kurt that we talked about, we got to get him on here.
Right. Right.
He was saying you bash all these other religions." Or you bash this religion, but you support all these other ones. He's
right.
Like, you support Muslims and shit. He's like,
Muslims will stone you for being homosexual.
There's Muslims that would chop your head off and throw your body off a fucking building.
Yeah.
He's like, and the radical Christians that you dealt with growing up just made you feel unwanted.
Right. Like, I mean,
thank God.
Waking you up early on a Saturday morning.
And then his brothers, his older brothers, knocking got on there. His older brothers got on there and started talking, and they're like, hey, dude, no, we've gotten a hold of you. We've gotten a hold of you. And he pretty much admitted, it's like, oh, yeah, no, it's me, not them.
Right.
And that happens a lot, dude. That's why the fuck I didn't say shit for 26 years.
Right.
Is because it was me.
Fear of judgment, too.
Everybody else was okay the moment I said anything, so fucking...
Right. And they as well as they should be. And as the Donald Trump already said he would never touch the gay rights. It's an amendment in the Constitution for gay marriage. He hasn't changed it. Now, we know Pence is not really for the LGBT community. It is what it is, but he's not actively seeking to end any rights. The Supreme Court justices, a lot of them are Republican, and a lot of them have Christian values. So, yeah, they're not all for, you know, homosexuality. But the big thing here is that, can a business refuse service, like, say, you're a Christian pastry, like, bakery owner, and a gay couple wants you to bake them a cake, but that goes against your religious values. Is it right or wrong to refuse service?
I would say it's wrong.
I would say
it's wrong. You're both Americans, and they have...
Separate business from religion. I mean,
yeah.
Also Christianity says love and accept everyone, right?
Yeah.
Regardless of who. So I understand the point there, but also there's no active...
But there's other religions that
don't agree with it.
Right, so but that's why it's fucked up. But if people, you know, separate religions from church and state, businesses are also not all state-run, so it's like... And how can you tell a private company what they can and can't do? I feel that's wrong, dude. I feel it is.
Absolutely, no. I think most conservatives, you know, at least... ones like us, with the same mindset as us, would also agree.
Again, there's conservative, and then there's fucking crazy-ass right-wing people.
Right, yeah, no,
there's fucking radical people.
On every side.
Alright? What we don't like is radical people.
And so the next statement he made, he says he doesn't think Biden is going to take away health care from so many Americans who depend on it without having some sort of plan to help those people... after they do. Now, Obamacare was a fucking disaster, right? Biden was one of the underwriters of that, right? Was he not? Was he not one of the co-writers? Some, you know, obviously, the VP, he definitely had a huge hand in that. Now, Trump has already signed an amendment, an executive order not to get rid of pre-existing healthcare conditions.
He's not going to do that. Everybody's talking shit about how people are going to fucking, like, no, they're not.
He also got rid of the mandate, the fine that I so generously had to pay back to the government for not having health insurance because I couldn't fucking afford it.
Yeah, you know, what's fucked up is that whole thing, like, I applied for it 3 separate occasions, right? And they're like, nope, you make too much money. Well, I was making under $10 an hour. Like, nope, you make too much money, you work too many hours a week, right? But I still had to pay taxes into it and still got fined for not having Obamacare.
Poor shit.
Even if I had my own private insurance, I was going to get fined. It happened when I had Blue Cross Blue Shield. Now, that's totally fucked. How is that not Obama literally just making money off of you? That's literally like, hey, listen. Obamacare is going to help everybody, except you, the guy that's got to pay for it.
Let me be clear. This is going to be the greatest healthcare system the United States has ever seen. I call it Obamacare, but every American will be insured. That was a terrible Obama accent there, but impression. So, but anyways, you know, yeah, Trump already said, so no pre-existing conditions are going to be touched. That's good. No mandate. Also, name another president that attacked Big Pharma. That also supports capitalism. Right? I mean, Mr. Trump, President Trump, has definitely lowered prescription prices on a lot of, you know, much-needed prescriptions for people. Well, insulin being one.
You know. The big bad man helps people out, but he's the big bad man, so...
He's the big bad orange man.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. You know?
What kind of chicken wings you got here, bud?
Well, they're not wings. They're popcorn chicken.
Well, okay. Popcorn chicken. So they actually... put popcorn inside of the chicken.
Yeah, that's how they cook them. They shove the popcorns up the chicken's ass like they do with stuffing.
Like with stuffing?
They just bake it.
That's awesome.
Wait a minute, I wonder if you could do popcorn stuffing. You probably fucking could.
You got some good hot sauce.
You fucking ain't right, yeah. Yes, bud. Sorry, we got sidetracked. This is sidetrack number one. Hot sauce is amazing.
This shit always happens. Yeah, what's really the next one?
You know?
He's hoping that they can work on some kind of reform for the police so that many people aren't killed unnecessarily with neglectable consequences for those actions. Cops aren't supposed to kill innocent or guilty people, and for far too long, their first go-to move is to shoot and sort it out after the fact.
Well, you see, I do think we do need police reform. I think that police need more training.
Okay.
So even in just basic training and combat training in the Marine Corps, you had to train to detain people, to put them to the ground non-lethally, like using wrist locks, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Hip throw, shit like that, to get them to the ground if you have
to. Right.
You know what I mean? It is a little bit of a violent force, but you're not trying to hurt.
You're not taking a life. No.
You're trying to use pressure points, stuff like that. You know what I mean? And to just detain them. You know, we didn't have like police cuffs, which whatever, be way more uncomfortable to have those, and trying to fight in cuffs would suck even more.
Right.
We always had the rubber, like, zip strip, you know, style deals that we trained with.
Oh, is that like zip ties?
Kinda.
Okay, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Like, kinda, yeah.
I mean, those work just as good, don't they?
They do. Yeah. They work pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, in a quick pinch.
In a pinch,
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I've seen the memes on Facebook, and it is true that a 19-year-old Marine overseas has more self-control, for the most part, when detaining somebody, in the sense that they don't just fucking kill them, you know?
I mean, I'm sure there are...
But at the same point, we also hear about all the shit from the fucking Army. I mean...
Well, there's always going to be
the Rise Against song? The Rise Against song? Fucking Hero of War? For the most part, all that shit's true.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good song.
They took off somebody's clothes, pissed in his hands, fucking beat him with guns. Yeah, all that shit happened. It might not have all happened in the same mission, but yes, all that shit has happened via the U.S. Army to fucking civilians. You know what I mean? People. Human beings.
That's crazy.
And... But it's not all of them, and that's the thing, is sometimes you have to break down certain platoons, whatever, get new leadership, you know, whatever, if somebody's wrong, you know. People have to be held accountable for their wrongdoings, and if they're leading people wrong, they need to be stripped of that, you know, the right to lead them.
There's always a bad apple.
Put through some kind of, counseling, training, whatever, get them back on the right track. And implement new leadership. The same with the police. But, you know, everyone's shouting defund the police. It's like, well, no.
We want to send social workers out there.
Yeah, well, wouldn't you rather, like, actually have police train more as social workers? Wouldn't you actually want to have police?
That's actually a good idea.
Because the police are going to get called. Are you expecting a social worker to... What is the average police response time? Like 9 minutes or some shit? So you expect that a social worker is going to get there at the same time? Someone who's sitting at home, probably in bed, maybe laying on the couch with their feet up, maybe they're cooking dinner, maybe they're fucking watching their kids. You expect they're going to get there at the same time that the cops do to quell a situation. It's highly unlikely. And, you know, I've heard arguments from people that work in, like, places like Suncrest, what do you call, like, nursing homes, is that what it's called? Or is it hospice care technically?
Yeah, well, no, it's like a nursing
home. It's kind of like a toss-up. It's like nursing home with hospice, kind of, I don't know. But, like, you know, my former to-be sister-in-law, I guess it was my brother's ex-fiancée, like, she's been punched in the face and shit on and stuff. And sometimes that happens. But you know what? Somebody else has to come in and restrain somebody when that shit's going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And guess what? Police have to restrain people, too. And sometimes they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Sometimes they're dickheads about it.
They end up kneeling on somebody's neck for 8 minutes.
That's kind of fucked, dude. They could have got up at that point. And you know what I mean? There's like 8 of them around. Is he going to move? Or 4 of them around? Is he really going to move? God didn't have to do that. He could have moved. But the problem there is that the law in that county and was like that was okay for police. Oh, yeah, grab me one for sure. But I mean... It is kind of fucked, but to say to defund the police, that means they have to spend more time booking tickets to make money to fund the police. You know what I'm saying? Like, you understand that's going to make police more edgy or make them care less. Like, you know, I was listening to Tay talk about it, like, the reason that it was so goddamn peaceful when cops walked out there and marched with the people during the Black Lives Matter protest is because they understand that it's not even the cops killing people there, right? There's a bigger problem. People are dying at way worse numbers aside from the cops, and that also they want cops to help them with that, and that there's not enough of them to help them with it.
In addition to that,
you know what I mean?
That was my only Democratic vote on the ballot, by the way, was the Flint, the Genesee County Sheriff.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Swanson, he was the one that
that
did that. Yeah. That was the only Democrat. He's a Democrat, but that was the only Democrat I voted for on the ballot. Right.
Well, and Democrats would be like, well, how the fuck could you even be a cop and Democrat? Like, fucking... Because people understand, Democrats... Fucking as soon as somebody starts fucking with their property, need the goddamn police.
And not
or need somebody else, maybe a militia-type protest, willing to do anything and everything to stop something from happening, including burning buildings, shooting at people, as we've seen in Kenosha. They had guns, too. It wasn't just that 17-year-old boy. Let's fucking
do it. Let's get the whole story out on that one.
You know? I mean, fuck.
But no, like, not all Democrats are far, far left, you know? I mean,
no,
some still want to, you know, stick to the JFK.
We're not against the left. We're against the fucking radical left. The fucking crazy left. Just like you should be if you're not on the right. You should definitely be against the radical right.
Oh, yeah.
As I don't like the radical right either. Just like all these people against Christianity and love fucking Muslims would hate the goddamn radicals. Just like they hate the radical Christians.
All right. Mouthful of food here, but the next part of this is he said he hopes Biden fixes the whole immigration mess. Kids in cages isn't the answer. He said he doesn't want to put this all on Trump, but he certainly didn't do anything to fix it.
Well, at least he was honest there. At least he was honest there because, you know what I'm saying? Like, he can't put it all on Trump because he knows that back in 2014, these cages were built.
Yeah.
Before Trump had any fucking anything to do with anything.
Yep.
And he hasn't done anything with it because what are you going to do? Do you want to help these kids by fucking sending them back to the shithole they're running from? Or do you take care of them until their family can have a way to get back here? And I'm not saying the cages are the best idea to take care of kids. I don't put my own dog in a cage. Well, the wife.
When you had a dog?
Yeah, the wife puts them in a goddamn cage at a.
Well, you don't put these cats in a cage.
You know, the cats don't get stuck in the fucking rooms or in the bathroom like some people do that. No, look, it's their fucking house, dog. The kids. Honestly, I kind of think that if it's just a goddamn kid that's being dropped off here, I kind of think that maybe they should be able to have citizenship granted. Obviously, if it's a child being drugged here across the fucking desert, if they're not being brought over here by coyotes, then yeah, they should probably have citizenship. Even if they are being brought over here by coyotes, they should, and they should keep them away from
coyotes. But that's the thing, though. Now, listen, here's a little... other perspective. Now, these kids are probably brought over here without parents anyways.
Well, some are.
Yeah.
Some are, and that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. The coyotes. Traffickers.
Right, the coyotes. But now, our orphanage system's already overwhelmed with the kids that we have in this country already.
Well,
so it is a hard decision, but isn't it better for them to be in these facilities rather than out in the desert somewhere?
Well, right.
7, 8 years old, depending on themselves.
Foster care and everything else, too. So it's like, do we risk having them have abuse and shit, not finding a family? Or do we at least fucking give them goddamn free food and shit till their family
it's
gets
a shit,
back here and
it's
keep
a,
them in a shelter? It sucks. It sucks.
It's a shit situation.
What do you propose that we do is what I want to know.
Well,
because
right there.
I'm not happy about people being in cages either.
No one has a clue what to do.
Right?
No one. That's why they're
Nobody
still there
does.
And that's why nothing's
yeah.
been done. Because no one has a clue what to do with that
like,
whole
what
situation.
What are you
going
to do? Why don't this, whatever this guy's name is, I can't remember now.
I didn't say his name. I didn't
okay,
say his
don't
name.
Say his name. The gentleman that we're speaking about and reading the post and we're talking about, what do you propose we do? Because do you have any children that are refugees living with you? If you don't, shut up.
I mean,
well, that's all I'm saying.
We could, I mean, the
you
thing
know?
Is, like, our adoption, you know, there's tons of kids already in the orphan care here in the United States. You could add all these kids to that system as well, but then it's overwhelmed. So that's why, I know that's why, that's probably one reason why that hasn't been done. Another reason, like I mentioned, throwing them out in the desert, that can't be done. If
right.
you can't find their parents at all, now actively try to seek for the parents, yes, and reunite the families, that would be awesome.
And I mean, fuck all, dude, if there was so much, if there was less taxes, you know how much easier it would be to donate to places that could take care of these kids? You know how much easier it would be to fucking help out your community by donating
locally funded
charities? I mean, it'd be fucking great, but after you're taxed to death and fucking made to do a bunch of shit that you're not really willing to do, you just have to do to fucking survive.
Yeah. So this next one...
You have a lot less energy to do fuck all anything.
And he says, I think Biden will have a far better grasp on getting a hold of this whole pandemic under the control by listening to the scientists and the doctors the government has working for them,
no.
not ignoring them.
But Donald Trump hasn't ignored or gone against them.
And he did, fire the one of the pandemic response teams. But here's the thing, there was just so much misinformation, contradicting
right.
information.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that at all. I don't think Biden's would or will do any better than Trump administration
no.
has. Because if you look at it right now...
Especially not with his claims right now. If you elect me, I will end this. It's
right.
Like, you're making this sound like a joke.
Oh, the virus is woke,
you're
right?
Making this
no,
sound
hold on
like
though,
a political
Matt. The host. Virus is woke, so if we get a Democrat president... The virus will magically go away.
Right.
Because the virus will realize, oh no, a
it's
liberal's
like
in office.
It's like he's making this sound like a hoax, and so is Whitmer. That fucking,
And not to mention, like...
That fine governor lady herself is making this seem as well as it's a political hoax. Just like Biden. It's kind of weird, the speech they're using.
Dude, and the UK is getting hit hard. Right now. That's not the United States. Yeah, the United States still has it. Yeah, this virus, it sucks. It's out of control. But no one, and no matter what argument you try to put, no one was prepared for this. Were there plans in place? Sure. But nobody knew what the hell was going on. This virus was too unpredictable. Still is. We don't completely understand it. So everybody was caught off fucking guard. We were caught with our pants down in the woods by a fucking grizzly bear. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, that was the entire world. So will Biden do better? No. But what's going to happen, and this isn't my theory, this is I'm taking from somebody else, but I'm just going to go ahead and share it and get it out there some more. Biden becomes president, okay? Sure, yeah. Puts in all of his little mandates, says, you know, I'm going to fight this virus. Everybody's wearing a mask. You know, continue the, what is that, fast track for the vaccine, which, thank you, Mr. Trump. January... You know, up until January, we're going to see a lot of fucking bullshit. A lot of shit, right? I mean, this is flu season, too. This is cold season. After January, the virus will start to decline. After Biden's already in office and puts all of his executive orders in. So by March of 2021, the virus is at an all-time low. and Biden will get all the credit, and the liberal left are going to be sucking his cock over it. But the truth of the matter is that it's already proven that this virus declines during warmer temperatures. By that time, there probably will always be some type of vaccine or even more therapeutics. But Biden's going to reap the benefits of combating the virus. It's horse shit. It's all right. Horse shit.
Right.
He's not going to do any better. No one. I mean, the only thing we can do is what we're doing. Social distance, wear a mask, take your vitamins, exercise, eat good. Those are the things that you can do to fight this.
Right.
That's just
especially
how
it is. Especially the shit we're hearing about that's in the air. It's in fucking lake water all over the country.
Oh, and not to mention, let's look at the left track record on the COVID. Whitmer put those... She put people in nursing homes along with fucking Cuomo.
Yeah, everyone is shitting on Trump. Right. And they don't realize that individual states did things. Trump did not fucking put old people in nursing homes. Trump said, states, guess what? It's your job to do this. And they were like, okay, we're going to do stuff. And say whatever the result is your fault.
Dude, you know what else I've heard? I heard some lefties bitching about, well, Trump could have done more for each individual state, blah, blah, blah. He did. He offered all the help, got all the ventilators, got all the PPE. What do you mean he could have done more? What, overstep his federal boundaries?
Didn't they have makeshift hospitals built?
Yeah, they did. And they even had them on fucking boats.
Or never used?
Right. What? So what they're saying, he should have overstepped his boundaries and just... You know,
yeah, no, they wanted
abuse him. Abuse his power? Like, why? So then they can just accuse him of being a fascist, right?
Well, yeah.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
They're like, Trump.
Contradiction
to
themselves.
No. They, like, literally have also, Trump's overstepping his bounds. Trump's overstepping his bounds when he wasn't. And the moment that they want him to, and he doesn't, they're like, oh, what a bitch. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, what the fuck, you cunt?
It's only fascist if it doesn't go with the leftist agenda.
Yeah,
it's only fascist then.
It really is.
Jesus. Okay, well, the next part. He's hoping Biden and the crew will work to help fight global warming, which has been a thing going on. Then he goes on and bashes Trump for some quotes he made.
By putting parts of windmills in landfills and mining for parts for batteries.
I'm so on the fence with this whole global warming argument.
We're gonna end fracking so that we can dig for other shit and mine for fucking other dumb shit. All right. Okay. Pip, Biden.
What about just regulating? You know, glad people still have a job, but just I don't know. I'm not an expert on this, so I don't have a lot to say. I don't know much, you know, I'm not, the global warming, honestly, I hope it does get warm. I fucking hate snow, so fuck that. I want it to be warm, I want it to be what it is right now in fucking November in Michigan, and it's 70 fucking degrees, give me that.
We can't really argue that global warming's like what's going on isn't a real thing. We can't really argue it. But to be freaking out about it as much as we are and hate other people for fucking driving gas cars, you don't understand. If there was a better opportunity and cheaper opportunity, we'd all have fucking Teslas, right? But there's no fucking used cheap Teslas that have been around for the last fucking 25 years that poor people can get on the low lows. So we need these gas cars. There's not been a fucking push for electric trucks until this last year when they've come out with the Rivian, the new fucking, like, I think it's a
Jeep.
Did you
see that Hummer? It looks sweet.
Tesla Cybertruck. I mean, we haven't seen much of the F-150. Ford's got one, I guess.
Wait, they're doing an electric F-150 now?
Yeah, I guess.
Really?
It's like one of the shittiest ones as far as I've seen. Well, it's at a least Ford. Last year looking it up. Fuck off, man. I would pull your fucking truck ass backwards with it running shitty right now.
Bull. Horse, you can't even start your Ford.
Yeah, I can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Without it sounding like...
I promise you. Yes.
I think your truck has COVID, bud.
Listen, hey, we can do it on a podcast, but we can hook up to him. I'll pull you.
I don't... Right now.
You're talking mad shit, but now you're fucking walking away when I say it confidently.
Well, fuck.
With it running like dog fucking ass, stalls 6 times on the way to Mount Morris Road Bridge from here. Fucking
stall. Yeah. At least my truck doesn't stall.
Yeah, and my truck's still tougher than your Chevy.
I doubt it.
Once I fix it one time, I probably won't have to replace parts every fucking year, so it'll still start.
Only the distributor cap, dude.
Distributor
cap.
Oh, what a great design flaw by was that Ford? Oh wait, no, who was that by? Who was that by?
Yeah, I'm not saying.
Who was that by?
You fuck you.
Who was that by in 2000 and what, Will? In 2000 and what, Will?
2000 D's nuts, okay?
Oh, yeah, well, my 19 fucking 92 ought to have some goddamn problems by now.
All right, I'll give you that.
You fuck. And my body is just as nice as yours.
Yeah,
right
no,
now.
Dude, I give it to you, man.
My frame is probably cleaner than yours.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm jealous that it's a crew cab.
And my frame is still probably cleaner than yours.
I doubt it.
No,
bullshit. I have no rust on my frame. Not one. Oh, my bumper
does.
You
have surface rust. You probably do have surface rust. If your bumper has rust, you have surface rust on your frame, guaranteed.
Well, on the major, on any noticeable or like any visual part of the body, it's super clean.
No, it is. It is very clean in the body, but the frame. Same with my truck.
Same with
my truck.
I don't know, though. Maybe not, though. That truck was in Alabama. You got to think. That thing was in Alabama for almost 10 years.
Right, and you got to think. My truck was in California for almost 20.
Oh, yeah, true.
So, actually, over 20 years. So, it probably is in better shape.
So, let's...
I would have to compare them underneath side by side. But listen, have you ever replaced brake lines in your truck at all? Because I replaced the first one in my truck.
I have not.
At 27 years old.
Nice.
And the dude before that, he's like, no, like literally never had brake lines done.
Well, so,
he's like, it never had to have them done.
So can't we both agree that we both have a good truck?
Yeah, but I definitely have 2 more cylinders, 2 more seats.
No, fuck all the specs. I'm going to make a comparison here. We both have a good truck, right?
No, you do. Actually, your truck is very, very nice for its year. My tailgate opens and closes.
Hey, mine's redneck rigged.
Again, though, that's 2006 technology versus 19 fucking 92. And I still got those, listen, prone to rot here in the States, them cables, or here in the upper states where they use salt in cables, right? Well, snowier states. we use fucking salt and then eat that shit away, but those cables usually rot the fuck out right away. Mine are still fucking good.
Well, I think anything built from 2008 back.
Which that used to be a thing Chevy did.
Was
great.
Built
they
to
put
last.
Those bars in. Chevy used to put those fucking bars in, which were always fucking better.
Nice.
They were always better. Now they do cables. Doesn't your truck have cables?
Ah, fuck. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
How do you not know?
I don't know. I'm not a big car guy, you know. I don't.
But it's your truck.
I know. I mean, I know my truck pretty well.
Actually, I know a lot of people that if I asked them, they'd be like,
Well,
let me think about it.
I guess we'll just have to look under, huh?
Then have to think about it. You know what I mean? Well, it's like you see like the Ram and shit and stuff like, you know what I mean? Like they're all different than... You know, a lot of them had cables. Chevy had that solid bar, which was great, because even if it got surface rust, that fucker wasn't breaking.
Good.
Which Ford, a lot of those cables broke. It was a design flaw.
Yeah, well, I think every car has something.
When they went from straight up chains, you know what I'm saying, to fucking cables, that was their downfall.
Oh, what is it? Is North Carolina Trump's the lead... 50-48% right now.
Oh.
It looks like Trump may win North Carolina. Oh, literally 1 point off in fucking Nevada. Trump is in the lead. Nope, he's not in the lead. That's 48,
no,
not 49.
Biden's in the lead.
My bad. 1%
Biden's
off.
Biden's in the lead.
Fuck.
Yeah. 0.9 off. Trump's up in Pennsylvania.
He needs Pennsylvania so bad, dude. He needs it. We want him to have that. That's 20 electoral votes, dude. Fuck. This is the craziest election ever.
I'm just happy that I helped nor hurt any party. I'll be the first to say that one.
Oh, yeah. Matt's not a voter yet. He comes on this podcast and bitches about
politics. Not this election.
Well, someone brought to my attention, which is a good point. They were does he pay taxes? And I'm like, well, yeah. She's like, well, kind of balances out there. You're paying taxes.
And I'm also a goddamn United States Marine.
And you served the country, so I'll let you slide. You said you're a Marine.
I mean, this is the thing. Neither side can bitch. Whoever gets elected, all the people that voted against them can't bitch. All the people that voted for them can't bitch when shit doesn't go the right way. When somebody says, hey, your president's talking some mad shit, you gotta be like, yeah, he kinda is. Which most of us are like, yeah, the dude's a fucking savage. And we kinda respect that. Because we're tired of people going up there with that fucking fleshy patch where their fucking dick and balls used to be. And fucking saying some goddamn shit that sounds like unicorn fuck. All right? I would rather hear somebody go up there and be like, China. I would rather hear that, China. For fuck's sakes. You know, people used to fucking make slavery sound magical, as if taking somebody from their homes and enslaving them was literally helping them.
Who is this guy?
Those are the same people that are, I don't know.
Who is this guy that they're interviewing on TV right now? This dude looks like a Tekken character.
Dude, you heard
him? Look at him, dude. He looks like a fucking MMA fighter. What the hell? What's his name?
Not an MMA fighter, like a fucking, like, warlord, but magical warlord.
A magical warlord?
Like, evil magical warlord. Oh, a Jesus. Wizardry or some shit.
That he, Lieutenant Governor of,
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Is that what
John Fetterman. This dude looks like he should be a fucking MMA fighter.
You know, sometimes you want your, fucking government to be tough.
Oh, but going to your military response, and this guy I'm talking about also served. He was in the army. So,
hey,
now listen. I know you have shit to talk.
Hey, and no, I have nothing but respect for army. They are brothers, no matter, you know, how less superior.
He said, I don't think Biden will use military force against Americans. I don't know if he's referring to Trump on that or not.
Well,
but I don't.
The police are already pretty much militarized, and they still will be. Biden will use them as he has in the past to enforce his laws. We already know this. This is something that he's done. Why are we fucking thinking that he's not going to use a private military?
Because he's progressive.
Oh, because he's progressive, just as progressive as he was when he was using the police force to lock up a bunch of fucking people. Like all the gun laws that took legal gun owners to illegal gun owners. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't it a crime bill, like a bunch of shit, like they just changed gun laws?
Oh, they...
So that,
Fuck, man.
You know what I mean? So there was a bunch of legal gun owners that became illegal gun owners.
A lot of leftists are like, positive about his criminal reform. Trump was the one that had a good criminal reform.
Yeah.
And that's not even a conservative issue. And he did it anyway.
You know what? These fucking idiots that are, like, progressive enough, they're like, weed should be legal. Trump's a bad man. He's like, no. He
leaves it to the states so he doesn't overstep his boundaries. Yes.
Well, that, and he also was like, hey, man, there's some people in jail for drugs, like, I don't know, fucking weed that shouldn't be there. So then he lets them out of jail, and people are like, well, he's a fucking bad man. It's like, well, dude, what didn't he do, like, kind of exactly what the fuck you want a president to do?
And wait, hold on.
You progressive lefty fucks want this to happen, but because it happens under the power of somebody you don't agree with, it's not a good thing, and it's not worth mentioning.
Oh, but wait. Kamala Harris, she's also going to make this all better, right?
Yeah, I know. Again,
considering he prosecuted fuckers for the little things and kept them in jail for cheap labor.
Yeah.
Why?
Because slavery is bad.
This is the shit that sets me off.
Slavery is bad. And if you have slave owners in your family, you're bad. And if you would put somebody in a cage and use them to make goddamn money while you keep them in a cage, you're okay. And that's completely acceptable.
I mean, Jesus, dude. These people... Do people... I'm sorry. Like, I know not all Democrats and lefties... Not all of them don't do any research. I mean, I know a lot of them are smart and have a good argument. But does the majority of these people voting even look into the history? Because you talk shit about Trump's past and things he's done. You got to hold your people to the same fucking standards. You got to, or your argument is irrelevant.
Yes, no shit. And I have to argue that with my own... It's not that I chose to be who I am, I guess. I kind of just fucking, I'm built this way, right? That's the argument that comes from the whole LGBTQ crowd, right? So
you're built like a brick gingerbread house.
So, yeah, but...
You see what I did there? Because you're red? You have red hair. Gingerbread house. Okay, anyways.
At least it wasn't a shit house. So are you saying I'm a snack? How nice.
He could be. Ginger snaps.
So I'm part of this crowd, not because I chose to be. Clearly, like, I didn't, you know, one day be like, well, I guess, I'm gonna be part of the spectrum today. Like, that didn't happen, you know? So when I talk to people in the LGBTQ crowd and I say, hey, man, you can't do shit that you don't like other people doing. And they're like, well, you need to learn to take a joke. It's like, hold on. We've been saying that forever. Not we, as in just me. Everybody has been saying that forever. And then all of a sudden there's this big old woke movement that says that's not okay. And if you're part of the woke movement doing the same goddamn shit, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like, no! You're like, so you disagree with Martin Luther King that you should fucking probably remain peaceful, have your voice be heard, don't cause fucking violence to your own people and other people that are still part of your crowd, part of your movement, still want your voice to be heard, but just don't lie with all your fucking beliefs. Like, you have to fucking... Oh my god, there's gotta stop being this double standard and this hypocrisy bullshit everywhere.
Yeah.
And we do see it on both sides, don't get me wrong, okay? But we gotta stop that bullshit.
The next part, he said he doesn't think Biden will send Homeland Security to black bag grab American citizens off the street before they've committed any crimes. Trump did that, apparently. He's talking about when Trump sent U.S. Marshals... to pick up the Antifa members.
Oh, before they committed any crimes? There was people in the middle of committing crimes.
Yeah. Some of them, I think, were innocent, but they were immediately released.
Yes. The people that were found innocent were immediately released. Yes.
Listen.
Nobody understands how this shit works. Like, they watch people. When they see the shit happen and they know they have something against them, they can take them. They can make money off of that shit. They could, again, we're talking about this police force that Biden has used to his advantage to make fucking money. All of the Democrats have, for fucking, some of the Republicans have too, don't get me wrong, but largely, a lot of the Democrats have, and largely support it. I don't know why the fuck people are delusional about Biden and a lot of the shit. The whole fucking crime bill was about crime. And making money off of crime. Like, if your whole thing is, well, don't fuck with people and let them be themselves, you wouldn't have fucking spent 47 years trying to fuck with people, not letting them do what they want to do, and make money off of the fact that they did what they wanted to do.
Well, in this state, like, it is completely constitutional to send federal agents to protect a federal building. Now, just like if, say, Matt, you matched the description of a suspect in a homicide, it is completely right and okay within your constitutional rights for the cops to pull you over and arrest you and detain you until they figure out the situation.
Dude, no, like, all right, if somebody fucking all right, this is a big thing. All women should be believed when they say somebody raped them, right? At least until, you know, they're proven that it didn't happen or whatever.
Right, right.
Like, that's a situation where they're pushing guilty until proven innocent, right?
Right, right, right.
So, well, how do you expect someone to give them the description? You know what I'm saying? Right? Like, it's one thing for celebrities if everyone knows who a celebrity is, right? But when it's people on the street that nobody knows their fucking name, cops that live in different counties have no idea who all these citizens are on the streets, except for maybe store owners, so where they stop on routinely, whatever. Maybe it's getting gas, maybe it's getting fucking drinks, whatever, throughout the day. But somebody gets raped, right? And they call the police, and the police are like, all right, what did he look like? Well, now we're not allowed to say it was a black man, a white man, a Mexican, you know what I mean? We're not allowed to do that. So, well, now what you do is you describe what they're wearing, okay? So if we take race out of it, that kind of doubles the amount of suspects. So almost every person they see with the same description of clothing, they would have to stop in order to try to help you. Especially if you don't know their name. Right? Like, you don't know their name. All you can go off of is what they're wearing and what their face look like. But you can't use skin color because that's racist. Is that going to happen under the Biden administration? Is he going to say, the people I called superpower or super predators have spoken to me, so from now on, we're not allowed to say if it was a black or white male, or black or white female, or his. And are they going to do it with all other races? You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you're in an area that's densely populated with white people, right? And you say it's a white guy in a Carhartt hoodie and that's all you went off of?
Yeah.
That's a lot of suspects,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you say it's a black guy in a Carhartt hoodie, how fucking many of them are there when there's already a small amount of black people in that neighborhood?
It just depends on
it's
where
it's very few.
Where you're at, yeah.
Then they're like, oh, well, that's just profiling. It's like, well, no, not really if that's what the suspect looks like. And that's where we have this giant confusion. Oh, they're all just fucking racist. It's like, well, now hold on. No, it's not racist. If a black guy did something wrong, it's not racist to say that that black guy did something wrong.
It's. I think the biggest argument on
just
that
like
is how...
Just like it's not racist to say that white people did some horrible shit in the past.
No, I mean, that's pretty true.
Right, because we did.
Fucking
and now,
ancestors.
And now there's a shitload of white people fighting against that.
Or right? Just feeling guilty and giving in with... And fucking
those are the people
sucking the
I,
system's dick.
Those
I guess.
Are the people that I honestly think are the real racists because they're going off the backs of oppression,
yeah.
And they're using it to their own advantage.
Well, the problem
they
well,
really are.
The problem
that's
with,
what virtue signaling is.
The problem with virtue
advantage.
Signaling and white woke culture is that they feel that minorities don't have a loud enough voice and they need a white voice to come in and get
right.
The gee golly willikers. The goddamn job done. Like, fuck off. No, that's
black people can't
that's
do it
fucked
enough.
Up.
Black people can't do it on their own.
Right.
Mexicans can't do it on their own. Fuck, they're not even smart enough to get into college on their own. We had to fucking help them get there. We might as well help them speak and burn down buildings.
That's all horseshit.
Let's do it. No, like, I really think these white woke movements, these fucking liberal bullshit, yes, they are the fucking racists. They are.
They are.
They always have been. The Democratic Party was like, well, you're really helping Africans by buying them and keeping them in your shed. That's how they fucking advertised that to people. Are you fucking
Southern
for
Democrats!
Real? Are you fucking for real?
I'm gonna
They're
move.
Like, if they just fucking work for you and pick your cotton, they're really better off than they would be over there free. just like lions in cages today, are more free than they would be in the Serengeti.
Yeah, let us not forget that the Republicans are the ones that ended slavery. So yeah. Back to, he also says he don't think Biden would go on TV and make fun of a prisoner of war being John McCain, because Trump did, he did some distasteful statements about John McCain.
But Biden will call a bunch of troops stupid bastards if they don't.
Stupid bastards. Or tell you.
If they don't find his joke
funny.
And if you're
black and you don't vote for him, then you're not really black.
Trump's context was funny to a lot of veterans, too, because it was, well, a war hero is a war hero, a POW is a POW. So a POW is not really a war hero, per se. It's not like it's, and I'm not discrediting him, he had to go through a lot of shit. I have the utmost respect for the guy, but Trump's joke was more, everyone's like, war heroes, he's like, I'd prefer my war heroes to not be POWs, i.e. the guy that actually fucking saved the POW, right?
Who saved the POW?
I don't know. How did he get out? How did he get out?
Oh, that's what you mean. Oh, so
how did he get out? Did he steal a fucking knife and kill the guy that captured him and escape? I don't really know. But there was other people.
I mean, some POWs probably are,
that got him out.
Some POWs are badasses.
Some of them have. But somebody had got him out. And that was also a fucking hero with no mention.
Right. No, I see your point there.
You know what I'm saying?
He goes under the, yeah.
So Trump was, you know.
And then, I'm going to paraphrase some of this. Here, he says that Biden will do better for human rights than everyone. He would do better for human rights for everyone than just the rich white Christian people. No, I don't think Biden, the Democratic Party.
Well, I think Biden is religious.
Maybe, but I don't think he's going to do any better for everybody.
But
as
here's
a whole,
the thing, he's also
so.
A rich, white, religious guy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's
like
irony.
Better than the rich, white, Christian. All right, okay, so Christianity is the bad thing. So it's religion that's the bad thing.
Right.
I think Biden is religious, and that's a bad thing.
Catholic,
then.
I believe, right?
I think. So, at least that's their argument when people said they thought they saw a bug. He's like, well, that's a rosary. All right. Well, you wouldn't wear that if you didn't believe in the Catholic faith.
Right, right.
So, you know,
and
I'm just saying, that's straight up hypocritical bullshit.
During this conversation, though, like that I'm reading from, I mentioned that because like, someone accused Trump of being racist.
We can't like this guy because he's religious, but we like this guy who's also religious.
Yeah. Trump's not even religious.
Double standard.
Trump's not religious at all. He's just playing to the Christian crowd, but he's not.
I don't think he's not like an orthodox fucking.
I mean, he might believe in God, but that he doesn't.
Right. Yeah. He might align more with the Christian faith than other values. Just like if you think Trump's a fucking racist.
Which brings me to the next point.
Like if you think Trump's a fucking racist, doesn't mean that people voting for him are racists. You fucking cunts.
And
if you think that the Muslim religion is good, doesn't mean that you want to cut off gays' heads and throw them off fucking buildings. You fucking cunts.
Well, they go on and he goes on and tells me about, like, you know, Trump being a racist, that he's made it more comfortable for racists to come out. Now, I don't know. I think social media has made it more comfortable for racists to come out.
Trump has it. No. Social media and groups going around burning down fucking buildings have made it more easy for people to be like, yeah, well, these people are part of a certain demographic blowing shit up and causing a bunch of decay. It's not this demographic. So maybe we should look into, I don't know. You know, correlation doesn't mean causation, or causation doesn't equal, or yeah, correlation doesn't equal causation,
yeah,
or whatever. But at the same point, you have to look at, you know what I mean, what each demographic is pushing for, each group, and you know what I'm saying?
Well here's
But the thing is, people are like, oh, well, Trump's letting states do states' things. He's not mandating all this stuff. They don't want him to overstep his power, but they do want him to overstep his power. So they want Biden to come in and be a dictator. They want Biden to come in and be the dictator, make all states
just push the agenda.
Equal.
And it doesn't count to him. If he's pushing that their agenda, it's not a dictatorship. Remember this. Because it's their agenda.
Yeah, exactly. To them, it won't be a dictatorship, yes. But they want Biden to come in and push this between all states. Like, this is the biggest thing that people don't understand. All right? It's like, oh, well, fucking, this guy wants this, this guy wants this. Well, actually, in our state, the law is different, and we have to abide by it.
So I have to announce this just now. Like, Biden is now, he is down in Pennsylvania. Trump is at 49.8% in Pennsylvania. All right. As far as Trump being a racist goes, there is plenty of video evidence that he's not.
Yeah.
And
he only became a racist when he took office.
Right. And
that's odd to me.
This current election that we are currently watching on the television right now is also proof. If you look up statistics, you look up some of how Trump's been doing in the minority votes in this election, it's outstanding for a Republican. There hasn't been a Republican since like the 1960s to get so many minority votes. Trump won the Hispanic vote. You know? I'm good, bud. He won the Hispanic vote. He won the Cuban vote in Florida. And here's the good reason about that is that like you know, the left keeps pushing this whole social democracy, socialist Democrat bullshit, socialist, progressive, blah blah blah. To a lot of Hispanics, a lot of people who come from South America and other countries like that, realize that socialism sucks ass. Right. The United States does not need to be fixed as far as how we are currently constitutionally. It does not need to be fixed. Now, is there fucked up shit in this country? Yes, there's fucked up shit in every country, and things should be. Dude, I'm trying to have a serious conversation. You're fucking.
That shit was funny. Huh?
No, the fucking poor cat.
I scared the fuck out of that cat.
It
was fucking around on the table this morning, dude. It was like 3 a.m, and it was so goddamn loud, dude. All fucking night, they're ripping and tearing like fucking assholes. Like they got a bug up their ass. They don't do it
every night. Cats do that.
But now and again, loud as shit because they're fucking wrestling.
Wrestling?
And they knocked over the bottle I had sitting on the table last night, that fucking Maker's Mark bottle, dude. And that was the last straw for me. No, I was in bed.
Oh.
It was the last fucking straw, though, because I already got woke up like twice from them.
Oh,
it
Jesus.
It was like 3 a.m.
Were you sleeping on the couch?
No. In the goddamn bedroom. I could hear him running around. I could hear him running around out here.
My cats do that too.
So I was already barely asleep. Well, they bounce off my door sometimes. You know what I'm saying? They get in the hallway. One of them will come out the bathroom and the other one will fucking bam. Like dart the other one into the wall, right? Sometimes it's in my room. Sometimes it's my bedroom. Sometimes fucking Buggo is sitting in that fucking hall closet right next to my bedroom door, and he's like, this bitch just went in there to take a piss. I'll wait. And then she comes out, and he's like, bah! Out of the closet. And fucks her whole day up.
Fucks her whole day up.
Happens to throw her up against what he thinks is a wall, but really it's my bedroom fucking door. So I get 3 pounds of fucking cat at 35 Mach Jesus. At this fucking wall. And I wake up. Well, the last straw is they already fucking woke me up because they bounced off the door. And then I fucking come out there and they're fucking both on the table. Like, I'm not kidding, dude. You see how small Sky is. Bugs just fucking got her and she's biting the shit out of him. They just knocked over the liquor bottle. Hey, maybe you fucking listeners.
Maybe they were maybe thirsty.
I'll agree that it's my fault that I left a liquor bottle out there. They couldn't have knocked it over if I didn't leave it there. But they could just stay the fuck off the table, too.
Cats are never going to do that. Cats are going to... They're going to be like, fuck you. We're doing what we want.
They're like, we're domestic as we want to be.
I'm going to look up right now. Right here, in one of the first articles, election 2020, Trump won highest share of non-white vote of any Republican since 1960.
Yeah.
The big bad racist!
That was my thing, is they're like, oh, Trump's a racist. Like, this asshole racist just fucking pulled more minority votes than he did last time around. This fucking racist just pulled and more minority votes.
You want to hear some shitty shit, bro?
The biggest loss, and here's the kicker. Everybody I'm hearing talk about Honkies. How they hate Trump, their groups grew in voters for Trump, right?
Yep.
And it was actually the group that I align with most, the straight white males, they were actually where Trump dropped the most. Dude. You know? And it was like, you want to know why? Because a bunch of straight white males are fucking caving. They're like, fuck.
We don't want to be considered a racist homophobe.
Exactly. This is the thing. It's like, well, society is moving to where, like, the definition of racism is this, but something completely different is now the definition. So we're fucked. And no matter what we do is... I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna read the statistics.
Maybe
right now.
Maybe switch over, become liberal, disguise yourself so you can get people to believe in you.
There you go.
Yeah, which I'm is gonna, what every goddamn Democrat's done for fucking forever.
Let me read some facts here.
We're gonna do some shady shit, but if you believe in us, it's okay.
In this election, 2020, Trump has increased. And with black women, his support increased by 4%. From 4 to 8% from the last election.
Yeah.
That's one.
Double.
18% of black men voted for Trump in 2020 compared to 13 in 2016. Yeah. He also has doubled his share of gay voters.
I know.
Okay. And when it comes to Latino, let me see here. He went from 32 to 65% since the last election in Latino votes. If I'm reading that correctly. So the key here is that you have these minorities. And they're all switching to Republican. And here's why. Here I think is why.
Because they're waking up.
They are. And they are to the fact that your media...
Once they see this woke culture that's doing all this culture, stupid shit, they're like, wait a minute. Hold on now. You're telling me a bunch of shit that I saw happen in my lifetime was fake? No, fuck you.
Well, they're telling...
Fuck you.
It's been shoved in minorities' faces.
You're
going to
blame me? You're going to blame me for shit happening? That post I shared, if you're fat, it's not your fault. If you have STDs, it's not your fault. If you're this, it's not your fault.
I'm sorry, but if I get chlamydia, it's because I fucked a dirty whore.
And then it says, because my ancestors did some terrible things, that's completely on me at the end. And this kid's like, yeah, but nobody really thinks that. It's like there's people chanting in the streets. The black dude that we're both friends with, that we both served with, shared the video in his fucking hometown, driving home with people saying, if you know a racist, you're fired. If you have a fucking family member that's racist, you're fired. If your ancestors are racist, you're fired.
I guess we're all fucked!
If you know, if you even know a racist, you're fired. That means everybody chanting in the streets right now that have seen racism and know people that are racist are also fired.
No, because they're woke.
Okay, because they're immune. Despite all their family members that were all racist, because all the black people that are alive today are not all strictly from black origin. Let's be fair. And it's not like all of it was fucking rape from back in the day. There's black people in mutual relationships with white people today.
Wow, Jesus, you like, made that a dark
like,
turn.
and you act like, you act, well, no, because back in the day, they're like, well, all that was just white people raping black people. It's like, not all of it was. Like, you're going to tell me that fucking... the North that fought against slavery didn't care about black people and didn't view them as humans and couldn't love them and actually care about them? No. That type of breeding wasn't mutual and consensual, like, loving? But it couldn't have been because men back then were running shit, so they were always just raping women.
Now, I think the beautiful thing about this
Not black men, though. They never raped any white women. That never happened. Let me be clear. I don't want to be an accuser.
I think one of the most beautiful aspects about this election is that a lot of people who have been shoved in their face that you have to vote Democrat because you are this way or that way have stepped out of that shell and said, the fuck I do. Because if you really want to know, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm stepping on line for saying this, but I think the true party of acceptance is the party that I stand for, that we stand for. I believe that conservatives, especially your modern day conservatives, really want to preserve what America really should stand for.
Right.
Embrace what the Constitution really was meant for.
There's no way you could think that. You're a straight male. You're the only one. You're the only one that could have voted for it to be okay for a fucking male to have sex with a 14-year-old boy. You're the only one. There's nobody in the community. There's nobody in the gay community.
Are you referring to the California?
That would want to have sex with a 14-year-old boy.
We need to specify that.
There's no one in the gay community that could have voted to make that okay at all. At all. Nobody.
Some of them probably did.
Are you sure? Because everyone I've talked to said there's nobody in the gay community that wants that.
No, I'm sure there's not, like, collectively not, but there are all fucked up people across the spectrum, so.
But that's not possible. That's not possible. The gay community says it's not possible.
Well, no, because, but here's the thing, though. It is a
LGBTQ community.
It is a progressive stance. So, of course it passes.
Yeah, but if the LGBTQ crowd doesn't want it, who's
voting? Well, I know the majority of them don't.
Who's voting on it? Who's voting on it? Who's voting to make that okay?
Did anybody even vote?
It's gotta be. It's gotta be the straight white guys. It's gotta be you, right?
It ain't me. Shit! Don't fucking point the finger at me.
I'm just saying, it's gotta be. That's the only logical answer. No gay 24-year-old male would want to have sex with a 14-year-old boy. None of them would. They wouldn't vote on that. I've heard that argument so many times. They wouldn't want that. They wouldn't want that. That's pedophilia. They wouldn't want
that. You know, I think that, but I really do think that, you know, most of your modern-day conservatives...
They act like the man-boy-love coalition has nothing to do with homosexuality. It's like, no, it has a lot to do with homosexuality. It's dude-on-dude.
But I gotta say, man, I think most conservatives in your modern day, like, especially this new... Trump sparked a new conservative movement, I think, and I truly believe this, that...
What are they gonna do if they find a 24-year-old that identifies as a male that sleeps with somebody who has a vagina?
I don't wanna talk... I don't wanna...
That identifies as a boy.
I'm trying to make...
What are they gonna do, though? What are they gonna do?
I'm trying to make a good point here.
I'm just saying. I feel that
this Republican Party is truly a party of acceptance and a party of constitutionalists and patriots. We just love our fucking country. And we love people who love our fucking country. We know the past sucks.
No
we know
shit.
There's some bullshit. We no know shit. That. We cannot change the past, but we'll never move forward if we keep looking back. That is the fucking truth. And we all agree on it. Every one of us. Yes, you have our extremists. We do. There are Republican racists. I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the majority, collectively, we are not.
They're called radicals.
Exactly.
We're called radicals.
And Trump has denounced the radicals numerous of times.
Not okay with that.
Numerous.
The majority of the population is not okay with radicals. But also the majority of the population doesn't understand what radicals are. Because they're like, oh, this religion's
apparently
bad.
Not
this
fully.
Religion's bad. It's like every religion that has radicals is bad, and all of them do. So it's like, fucking, it's just radical people are bad. Alright? It's not like any one religion makes you bad, any one race makes you bad. But if you're a fucking radical in that race where you're like, ooh, oh yeah, white power, that's bad.
She just said Trump is at a 0.1% in Georgia. He needs fucking Georgia too, dude. Georgia and Pennsylvania, he needs those two. He is currently leading in those two. He needs those fucking, dude. I'm telling you. It is a possibility that this race is split down the middle, though. That is that is very plausible.
It's just fucked, because there's states that where all the mail-in ballots are for Biden. And hey, that's, like, not statistically possible.
I don't want to sound retarded, but I just found out something new today. I'm going to ask you, do you know what happens if the electoral votes are completely split down the middle? Do you know the process, the
no,
American process?
Not exactly.
Okay,
no.
So I admit that I recently found this out. I should have known this before.
It's probably something that we learned in school, but how long ago the fuck was that?
There's been a lot of weeds in school.
Exactly. How the fucking long ago was that? So, I actually had to learn about shit that kept me alive day to day.
So listen... So what happens is, if they split it down the middle, the House of Representatives vote on a president. Now, we know that they would pick Biden because they are majority Democrat.
Right.
Then the Senate votes on a vice president, which we know is mostly Republican, so of course they would take Pence. So what kind of fucked up situation would that be to have a Democratic president and Joe Biden with a vice president in Mike Pence.
Right.
In the same administration. Now, I don't know how exactly it all works, because I don't know when it's ever happened.
You know how many dank
memes? I'm going to look that up, though.
You know how many dank memes would come of that? Like, remember the Obama-Biden memes where...
Maybe that's what we fucking need, though. Maybe that's what we need.
Like, be like, Joe, you can't say that. It would be like Obama whispering
when
in his ear.
When he had his hand in his hand.
Like, Joe, you can't say that.
You can't say that.
Joe, that's inhumane. It's like, because even Obama even knew, like, hey.
Hey, dude, I'm going to use Google Voice, so shut up for a
like,
minute.
and if Obama thought Joe Biden was any kind of radical because of how old, fucking old he was and everything he'd done, that ought to tell you something.
See now.
Well, no.
When has there been a split electoral vote for presidency? All right, let's see.
It's like, it's funny how more shit was talked about Joe Biden than Obama. Well, but there was a lot of shit talked about Obama and Obama Nation. But there was a lot of shit talked about Biden during that
administration. I don't think this has ever happened. I don't know if this has ever happened, dude. I can't find it. Has there ever been a split electoral vote for presidency? Oh, you fucker, you didn't... God, you shitbird. Has there ever been a split in electoral votes during a presidency? Presidents, fuck, presidency. Fuck. It says during pregnancy. Fuck, I fucked that one up.
It'd be a little bit weird, wouldn't
it? Too many daddy pops. No, it actually brought it up. I don't know if it's ever happened, but I mean, that's a method. I know there's nothing. I don't think it's ever happened. Maybe I'm ignorant. I mean, I could be stupid as fuck. I mean, I never admit it. I never said I was a fucking scholar. I'm a fucking painter. I never went to college.
Right.
I just make your living room look pretty.
Right.
Cut me some slack here. That's crazy.
Well, hey, when the shit changes and gas is expensive, taxes are high, you can't afford shit. You know?
I ain't painting your living room for cheap either.
I know how to do a lot of shit, and you're gonna be thankful for people like me. Oh, especially also if militias have to fight for your freedom again. You'll thank me.
Matt's also really good at hand jobs.
I've been beating my own meat for a long time. I know it feels good. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Where the fuck are we going? This train's going to wreck.
Hey, no, like, I shoot really good. Fucking...
What do you shoot? What are you shooting really good?
Shotgun, you fuck.
I mean, we went from hand jobs and you go, well, I can shoot really good. Like,
you know?
Yeah.
I know how to build your house, wire your house, stuff like that.
Oh, damn it. Joe Biden is up by one... Point,
you know, I know how to work on houses, some dumb shit like that.
Like that? What the fuck, know? You fucking redneck?
So, people like me are gonna be the ones you want, especially like, you know, people like me that are LGBTQ. I care about all races, and I would fight for freedom for anybody, and will if it comes down to it. They say once a Marine, always a Marine. If you disagree with that, you can go fuck yourself.
Well, I think with the whole fuck yourself comment, we should wrap this up. Yeah. Let's go fuck ourselves. Each other.
I'm going to just fuck off for the rest of the night. Take me a long nappy poo because I got to work in the morning. But, I just, the biggest thing that I think people need to do right now, and what I'm not seeing from certain groups, and they're not Trump supporters, trust me, you need to love thy neighbor if they voted for somebody else or have different political views, especially if they've ever helped you. You shouldn't disown them, especially if you know they'd be there the moment you called them, because fucking so many of them would, and you're disowning people.
And I just want to add, too, I mean...
It's not okay.
I know
it's not okay.
I know we talk a lot of shit about the left and Democrats on this show, but honestly,
yeah,
if you're a good
really,
person...
Dude, hey, listen, we can't stress this enough. We like to joke. Listen... If I don't agree with the left, even down to my fucking core, and you are a liberal, I don't hate you. I don't hate you. And we can have a conversation. We can be the best of goddamn friends. If you, I know this is a racist flag, don't tread on me.
No, it's not.
No, this is, again, the liberal woke people.
The Gadsden flag.
But... If you don't tread on me, I will not tread on you. Okay? I know a lot of people, abortion, other issues. It's like, have your abortion. Just don't expect me to pay for it. Don't tread on me.
You know...
Don't make me be involved.
We do this. We say the craziest shit on the show. It's all...
Don't make me have a fucking opinion.
We say the dumbest shit on the show. Really, it's a gimmick. It is what it is. I know we are more conservative, but... Just because you're a Democrat, just because you're from the left, does not mean we hate you. Good people are good people no matter what.
I know some people might take me literal. You can be considerate or conservative and still love everyone that's a decent human being. Right? That's okay. Just like you can be part of the LGBTQ crowd and not want to fuck 14-year-olds.
Jesus, right? Bud.
Like, that's fucking fair, is it not? Is it not the most fair statement?
That's not where I'm trying to go with this
thing. That's all I'm saying. It bothers me, and right now we're seeing a lot of these people that are like, oh, well, if you vote for this candidate, you're voting for...
Let's save that for a future episode.
And it's ridiculous. It's why I didn't vote. I also don't trust the ballots. I can't... If I vote, I'm hated by both sides. Like, For real, not by both sides. I'm only loved by one side. But I have so many conflicting views because of who I am.
I'm trying to fucking close the show. Jesus, fuck.
But what if I love this show and our viewers, and I want people to have open minds, and I want people to be okay with people?
We do. And
really, this is the big fucking problem right now. Like, if I could have talked so much
Jesus
shit about that.
I want you to shut up so I can conclude this fucking show.
I know, but I got shit to say.
We love you guys, man. And no matter the outcome, God bless you. God bless America. And, you know, we're just going to hope for the best.
I love you guys. Remember that. Always love your neighbor. Doesn't matter your political views, dude. Just be kind to one another. Come on.
Live fast, die hard. Hey guys, thanks for listening to. God damn it. Thanks for listening to this last episode of Thoughtcasters Variety Show. I just wanted to give you guys a quick info. Well, you know, we have an email address. We have an email now. So email us at ThoughtcastersPC. That's ThoughtcastersPC, all lowercase. Mm-hmm. At yahoo.com. Send us some love or shit on our heads, whatever you feel is appropriate.
I mean, I'd prefer you didn't shit on me heads, but you can shit on my side.
I have toilet paper and some wet one, so go ahead, shoot us a message. See you next time.